You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back for a great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting. And this is an AMA episode, Ask Me Anything, except you're asking us. That joke will never get old. If you go to thanksforvisiting.me, in the upper right-hand corner, we have a big red button that says Ask TFE. And what that button is for you to record your voice, record your question. We review these questions. If we think it'd be great for everyone to hear, we will put them right here on one of these episodes for all of your fellow listeners to think about and ponder for their own business and just get some inspiration.
What seems specific is most general. So get your questions out there. All right, let's give it a whirl today. This is a good one for everybody to be on their toes about.
Hi, ladies. I love your podcast. My name is Addie, and my Instagram handle is Ely Log Cabin. We have been licensed by the county and the state ever since the beginning, and now recently our township wants to impose their own licensing and taxes, which is fine, but while they figure out what they want to do, they also want to put a one-year ban or moratorium on all new short-term rentals. And we've just spent the last year building out a brand new cabin that we're going to use as a short-term rental. And we also already started developing that property to put up to 2 to 4 cabins on that piece of property. And I'm worried that we will be shut down and we'll have to sell the property because we won't be able to afford the payments if we aren't able to legally rent it out. So would love your help. What should I do? Should I go to their board meeting? Should I be writing the board members' letters? Should I hire a lawyer? I know that you two both met at a board meeting, so you're very familiar with board meetings. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help, and I love your podcast.
That is tough. All right, Addie, we got some answers here. Number one, this year long, can you go get your license
That's
right
what
now?
I was wondering, like, should she just go get it?
Like,
just all of them.
Go and see if you can get it ASAP. Just walk in like, hey, here's my address. I'd like to get my short-term rental license. And I would try that, to be honest. Like, let's get this thing going, number one.
My other hustle idea was, because my other fear for Addie is, if she goes to sell it and a buyer understands what's going on, is it going to be harder to sell when they know that ban is in place without any end in sight? So my next idea is, could your family move into it? Mm-hmm. In the interim, again, I know that's like worst case scenario.
The other scenario too, if you're looking to develop the whole entire property, is maybe there's a way to create some sort of like recreation area where it's more commercially zoned and not short-term rental. But before we get into all of that, yes, you should absolutely, once you try to get it immediately, please, representation matters. Go to all the things. Find out who all the people are. You want to be as tightly connected as you can. And for everybody listening, Sarah and I champion rentresponsibly.org. If you haven't gone to their site, please go to their site and find a group in your area where you can start to advocate ahead of time and get to know people in your area in case something like this were to happen. So yes, please attend those meetings. I don't think it hurts to at least just chat with your attorney if you have one of like, hey, can they really do this in our area? I will say also reach out. If your state has an Airbnb Facebook group, every state and most cities have ambassadors. And when Speaking of when Sarah and I met at a city council meeting, I will let you know that Airbnb was actually sending emails out to us. And our like ambassador here was very active in a Facebook group and sending messages that we all needed to show up. And we did show up and it mattered. And so if I know that's a possibility too, I would dig in there to see who your ambassador is in your area.
Another idea too, Addie, is to, when you do that, either in tandem, get together with your other vacation rental owners and send them a letter. Become that ambassador. If no one stepped up yet, I know I'm sure that's like the last thing you need in your plate, another thing to do. But again, this is your family's livelihood. This is your real estate's livelihood. So say when you write those letters or when you show up at the meetings, if you show up, not just you and your, you know, your partner, your family, whoever's involved, but you have a line of fellow vacation rental owners behind you, asking for certain things, showing up and saying certain things. When we had ours, we all wore the same color to show
like how many hosts were there.
Yeah. How many hosts were there, you know, for responsible renting. So there's some ideas for you, Addie. Keep us posted. But I will say to everybody, this, especially in vacation rental markets where it's mostly vacation rentals, is to if you're thinking of investing in that area, or like people will say to us, like, no, our whole ecosystem is dependent on vacation rentals. This is why it's important to get involved and stay involved, even if you feel secure, because you don't know who's being voted in who wants to do exactly what's happening in Addie's township.
Or, and it sounds like they're excited about it and it's growing, but they just want to make, you know, they want to slow down to speed up and see what it's going to do to, you know, their impact their whole community. I would say, obviously, tread lightly, but think positive at the same time and really get to know exactly what's going on, what the timeframes look like, and see if maybe you can get in,
get that license
before that moratorium. And then start getting really creative with what potentially you could do with the property.
Another question too, Addie, is there any sort of midterm rental that would make sense there? I don't know, you know, but if there's a certain day over 28 or 30, whatever that is in your market, could you in the meantime, I don't know how close hospitals are, or could it be a work from anywhere? I know that Bolt Farm Treehouse, they were on our podcast over a year ago at this point, but this happened to them where they were no longer allowed to short-term rent out their tree homes. And so they did it where if you wanted to book, they were so special that if you wanted to book, sure, you can come for a week, but you're paying for the month. And people did. So again, I want you to think creatively. How can you just make ends meet while this all, you know, while you go and show up and figure out what this means for your township? And make sure you bring your fellow vacation rental owners next to you, because I don't know, it sounds to me like your township sees how successful these are and they want a piece of the pie. And so they need to know what this does to your ecosystem and all of you who already paying taxes to your township and whatnot. And you need to show up and speak up and say, hey, we live here, we work here, here's how we feel about this.
And you could do supply them with some data too, because the trickle down of the money that's being spent when people are coming to visit, not just in the short-term rental, but the grocery stores, the coffee shops, the restaurants, whatever other activities are there, there's a lot of tourism taking place. So great question. Again, everybody, go to rentresponsibly.org and see how you can become involved in your local area.
With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros, is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.